boys and girls, it's time for Not Another Pucking Podcast, Comedians on Hockey, with your old pal Chris Roach, the sometimes less than amiable Anthony DiDomenico, the Count of Condescension, John Trusen, and the only guy on the show who knows what the heck he's talking about, AJ DeVito. And now...
Admit it, you'd love to see a good fight right now.
Feeling the electricity in the room. Can you feel it, Anthony?
Yeah, I feel it a lot.
AJ feels it.
I feel it.
AJ, by the way, has played his way onto the starting lineup. You see that?
Yep.
He's centering the starting line. He's taking the opening face-off, if you will.
He should be here. I think so. I think Roach should have to, like you said, on the couch.
Roach is on the bench?
Yeah, I want to see him sit on that couch that's, like, you know, small and his legs, like, you know, will be at his ears. And
Why don't you tell me, where you know... Last week, if I was out there in the general populace, I would have tuned in last week to hear our show. And what happened last week, Anthony?
Well, Chris Roach, you know, because he is such the in-demand actor that he is, was out in Vegas, and he did something with actually Eva Marie from the WWE, which I was actually kind of impressed.
All right, there you go.
And she actually like posted about him, and like you know, so obviously he must have done something right. And then you get these text, you know, listen, I'm out here in Vegas, I got to roll another movie, you know, I got to be in time for the podcast, you know, what do you want to do? And then he's going to call in, if you hear him on the phone, it's worse than him in person. He's even more of a marble mouth on the phone than he is in person. So we said, all right, we'll just do it next week. We'll start, you know, this way it's not like, you know, a rush show and this and that.
Gave him a whole week to prepare.
Whole week to prepare. So here we are now. I wake up this morning to an email from 4 in the morning saying he can't do the show today because he has to attend a premiere for a movie that 3 people are going to see, and he's one of them, that he's in for maybe 4 minutes, and that's being kind. And then he's got a pack to go on the... What pack? What are you packing? You wear the same Hawaiian shirt on stage every night. And he emails it at 4 in the morning. So you're up at 4 in the morning. Why not? What are you doing at 4 in the morning? You can't pack then. You know, you're up. Pack. This way you can go to, you can come to the podcast and go to your premiere.
Ridiculous. Now, to be fair, why don't you plug the movie so everybody can rush out and see it?
What's it called again? It's Christmas versus the Walters?
It's Christmas versus the Walters.
I guarantee this is going to be like a cheap, cheesy version of, you know, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, where like everybody's against each other. Oh, I don't want to do Christmas, but I want to do Christmas. Oh, we're a crazy family. This aunt's nuts. Oh, this one's going to fight this one. And then offer some... let's bring it up. It's Christmas time. Joy to the world.
It stars Shawnee Smith and Dean Winters, who we actually like. We like Dean Winters. Yes. Anthony likes him from Oz.
I'm a big Oz fan.
I like him from his Mayhem commercials.
Those commercials are great, too.
Those commercials were funny.
But the whole thing with, like, the Oz, like, that made me that series, I will never commit a crime just because I would never want to go to prison based on the things that happened in that show.
Fair.
If I have to go to jail, I will just end it. I am not going to prison because of what I saw on Oz.
Really?
Yes. 110%. That scared me. Like, if I had any inkling to be a criminal, that... just wiped it away.
That's the exact same reason that I don't attempt to take over fantasy worlds like because when I watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Well, those kind of like I won't go in the water because of Jaws. You know, there are things that have sculpted me, and that's that TV series is one of them.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's an interesting thing. It has nothing whatsoever to do with hockey. But, you know, like, what are some films that actually have changed the way you view the world, maybe?
Jaws is one of them, obviously. Let's see.
I think Saw, you got to say. Saw, yeah. Those are really good.
So stupid.
I love Saw.
You're young. I mean, you like those things.
Fair.
I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street is one of them. I couldn't go to sleep as a child after watching that. I don't like to be in the woods because of Jason. Those things. And I would say other movies like, it's going to sound crazy, but the movie Major League actually made me appreciate the Yankees first World Series because we were kids and watching it. We were starved for like a Yankees World Series. Like, oh, imagine if they just got that far.
Yeah.
So I was crazy to think about that run. I used to think of the movie Major League and like how much I wanted my team to win the World Series.
All right. So now let's get back to hockey a little bit here. How are the Islanders doing? They're picking up a little
bit. Holding their own.
Yeah, they had a couple of games right out of the box that were pretty horrible.
They had back-to-back shutouts.
Yeah.
But you know what I think is, and I was telling AJ about this before, everything's on the road, but I think what's killing them a little bit is they have these long breaks now. The NHL gave them these breaks in between so they can go home and rest. And so it's not on the road for 25 straight days.
Right.
So, like, they played, I think it was, they played almost a week between games.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was like they played, like, on a Saturday, and they didn't play again, or was it a Friday night or Thursday? They didn't play it a Saturday. And then it's another break it from Saturday now to Thursday. So, like, all these big breaks in between, you're playing teams now that are, you know, they're playing every other night.
Yeah. The Rangers have played a lot of games.
Yeah.
Rangers playing pretty consistently. I haven't even really looked at the schedule that closely, but during COVID, they did that sort of thing where you played Pittsburgh three games in a row or something like that just to keep it, you know, the travel tight and everything. They said they were going to incorporate some of that in the future. Did they just go back to a regular schedule?
Yeah, they're back to a regular schedule because they're playing – now you're playing every team again. So you're playing, you know, the West Coast, Canada, where before you were just playing your division. So it was almost like set up like baseball.
Yeah.
Where, like, baseball comes into town, you do a three-game series, four-game series – and you play the majority of your games against your division.
Yeah.
Like I think in baseball they play like 19 games against your division opponents. But now with now you can play every team. I like that though. I think you should play a majority of your games against your division. This way that that's a true division winner. I'm like, I don't really care about playing, you know, the Ducks in February. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
I'd rather play teams like the Rangers and, you know, and the Devils and the Penguins. And these teams that you're going to face in the playoffs, and plus you're fighting for a division.
Yeah, but they're also – one of the considerations is they're looking to get the marquee guys into all the different
I get it.
Markets, you know, and stuff like that. You know, like the Rangers, like it or not, are like a draw around the country because there's a lot of relocated New Yorkers and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, teams like when the Rangers come into town because they get, you know, a little extra kick in the ass with the attendance.
No, they are. They are the, I'll give them that. They are you know, a draw for now. I mean, the Islanders, listen, they keep winning.
The Islanders are a good, solid team, and I think that at the end of this season, it's going to be very exciting. I think we're going to have, at some point, a really great Ranger-Islander series.
I can only hope. I mean, it's going to make me have 7 heart attacks a day.
Like the olden days before AJ was born.
Yeah.
I mean, before I think I was born. But yeah, I mean, that's I want that though. I mean, as a hockey fan, you think about, like, you know, how great would it be for imagine that the Eastern Conference Final, Rangers Islanders.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't get any better than that.
Yep.
Unless they were playing for the cup itself. But
yeah, which used to be possible, but not anymore.
Yeah, when they did the whole...
Yeah, they just broke down the whole league by best record versus worst record.
And now a travel, they can't 16 do that.
Yep. Those were the days. All right, so before we go on too far, we're gonna touch on the big story this week, which is the one that we have to be careful about.
What, Roach being unprofessional?
Well, no, that's on. There you go.
The most unprofessional professional in entertainment, Chris Roach?
Well, the most professional member of the crew here, obviously, is AJ.
Yes.
I believe we all know. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened this week, AJ?
Very rough stuff with former top prospect for the Chicago Blackhawks, Kyle Beach. His story came out about him being sexually assaulted by one of the video coaches for Chicago while he was a black ace there in the 2010 Cup run. Brad Aldrich was the coach. Just a rough story if anyone heard it. I mean, very graphic and it's not good.
It seems so odd because, first of all, Kyle Beach was known as kind of a tough kid.
Yeah.
He had a reputation as a fighter. I remember the Rangers picked up his rights for a while. I checked them out and he had a reputation for toughness. So you would think, you know, he just clocked the guy in the head, but I guess they have so much power over you at that point. You've spent your whole life playing to get to that level. And you're just so afraid that the guy in charge is going to say, you know, you're out. You know, your career is done.
Yeah, I also think it's, you know, being a tough guy like that, you know, when that stuff happens to you.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to say anything in that aspect as far as, like, you know, you don't want to take that toughness away from you, and you want to just, you know, I can imagine, like, if it was me, like, you know, as a man, like, you know, if you come out and say this, it makes you, not that you are weak, but your own perception of yourself, like,
right,
you let this happen to you.
Right.
You know, and he probably, like you said, thought, like, this is my career. You know, I don't want not to play hockey. I don't want anything to happen to this team. And, you know, you think about it, because what would happen is what, you know, the repercussions, what's happening now, firing, stepping down, you know.
Yeah,
it's hilarious. Middle of a cup run.
It's just the fact that, like, the Panthers were off to the most rocking start they've ever had.
Well, that's what I said. And it's good for the Islanders.
Goodbye, Joel Quenneville.
Quenneville's out.
Who was the head coach at that point in time.
Yeah.
Now I didn't see that much about it. Did he, like, what did he know about it? Did they say anything? Or
they had meetings. He was involved. The GM of the Winnipeg Jets, Kevin Kevdayoff.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard name.
There you go.
He was involved, but he's still with Winnipeg. They haven't fired him or let him go yet. Stan Bowman was in there, who has been let go, and a few other guys that have been there have been let go.
Hmm.
And they all knew about it, because they all had meetings with it.
What about the Players Association? Were they...
Yes, Donald Fair, I believe his name is. He was involved, and he did nothing about it, apparently.
That's insane. The Players Association heard about it and did nothing about it. That's crazy.
Yeah, sad.
Wow. Wow.
They're more worried about winning than this guy's well-being.
It's always the case. I mean, every time a story like this comes out, no matter what level, whether it be from high school to the pros, they don't want to disrupt the team. They want to keep, you know, they want to keep it under wraps, keep it in-house. But, like, you know, that's serious. That's, you know, you think about, just take it, it's someone's life that, you know, they have to go through this the rest of their life now. You know, you come up playing a sport you love, you get drafted by, you know, an original six team, which is, you know, if you're a hockey player, that's a big thing. You're in a great city. They won the cup that year. I mean, he couldn't have been, like, it had to have been, like, tearing him apart while that whole run was going on. I mean,
yeah.
Here you are now, you win the Stanley Cup, and they still let that guy attend the ceremonies, even after they fought. He was let go.
That's crazy.
Like, they made him step down, but he was still at the Stanley Cup ceremony. So here you are now, you achieved the pinnacle of hockey, and you have somebody there that did this to you. So, I mean, that's, you know, who knows where this kid would have been if that didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's still in the NHL. Maybe he's one of the, you know, all-time, you know, best players in the league right now, or had a great career. He kind of fell off, you know, and I think that this has definitely had to do with it.
Well, I hope they give him a boatload of money and get rid of some of these imbeciles that covered the whole thing up. That's crazy. It's completely nuts. Now, this was what, 2010?
Yeah, 2010.
Oh, man. And, you know, like, at what point, like, where was the Me Too movement then? I mean, like, had it, like, really started in earnest yet at
no,
that point?
No.
So it was still, stuff was getting covered up that even
was,
in entertainment.
I'm trying to think when that year that was, but that was started with the whole Harvey Weinstein stuff.
Wasn't that, like, 2017?
Probably around there, 2016, 2017. And wrestling had a big one, too.
Really?
Yeah. It was a list of wrestlers that had... were accused of sexual assault. Matt Riddle was actually on that list.
Really?
Yeah. And some people actually let go by the WWE just for being on that list.
Really? Like, for assaulting fans or assaulting other wrestlers?
Both. Women, like, they call them, like, you know, how the name for groupies.
Groupies,
they're like ring rats.
Okay.
So, like, you know, for ring rats, and then, you know, other wrestlers, like, people trying to come up the card. You know, people use their influence and be like, okay, you know, and just, I mean, it happens in Hollywood. I guess it happens in everywhere. It's happening in sports.
Yeah. And anytime that somebody has a decided power advantage, it can become problematic.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I never heard that about the wrestling thing. I did hear about the bullying situations.
I forget what it's called. It came out, but it came out at a time, and it was absolutely insane. And, like, like anything else, there's wrongful accusers, there's, you know, but again, when it's such a mass amount of accusations, you're almost, like, guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was a whole list that, you know, they had to go through. But even, like, guys like Enzo Amore was fired from the WWE.
Yeah.
But I think that was just, they were just looking for any excuse to fire him. But he was accused of sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
He was found innocent.
Is he still, like, an independent now, or is he?
Yeah, no, he's in the independent. He's doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can talk. He's very entertaining.
Yeah.
That was, they, I'll get into wrestling, but they definitely missed the boat with, the, with those two.
Yeah, it was, you know, it, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. So now, now let's get back to hockey a little bit here. Now, what do you, what are your takeaways from the beginning of the, like the first almost 10 games of the Islanders season?
It's still early. I mean, yeah. I know I had it down for later, but Chara has not looked good. But I see people on social media wanting him, like, kicked off the team and all that. It's like 6 or 7 games. Let's calm down.
Yeah.
I trust Barry Trotz. Everyone should trust Barry Trotz right now. Give it a few more games. If it's still bad, bring up Robin Salo. I've been a big advocate for this guy for years now, so he's doing really good in the AHL, too.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, his hair just, like, looks slow and...
Yeah, he's, I mean, he's 44, so he's slow, he gets walked around a little bit. But people are blaming him for penalties. This is my one thing with him. He's getting people online, idiots online, are complaining about penalties. When at the time of the penalty, they're like, oh, that's a terrible call. So how are you going to blame him for a penalty, but also call it a terrible call?
Right.
Like, you know,
people are idiots. That's exactly what they are. I mean, it's...
Well, it's social media in general is the downfall of our society.
Yeah.
It's like every knucklehead... with a bad opinion now feels obligated to post it, and it's just, it's absurd.
And Chara does look slow, but I mean, I'm all for having him on the team. I think it's going to be huge down the stretch, come playoff time.
Yeah, you want a veteran presence. You want some, you know, guys that have some gravitas in the
he's
locker
a tough
room.
Tough guy too. I mean, you have him out there. He's gonna protect you know, Barzal and guys like that on the ice.
Yep, you see a whole different thing, you know, when Reeves is playing for the Rangers, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, some guy comes barreling into the corner, a little hit, a little pushing each other. Reeves just skates up, and everybody's like, oh, stop, don't do anything. You know, it just has to be there to sort of keep everybody in line.
And I think once they're playing a regular schedule, I think it's going to be a big difference for them, too. And this is going to help them. I've said it even before the season. This is going to help them. You know, come down the stretch, come playoff time, because they're playing every game right now is a road game. That has to bring the team together. You have to learn how to win on the road, which is hard. I mean, there's a reason why you look at, you know, the end of the year. Usually the success is you play 500 on the road and you play like, you know, 700-800 at home. I mean, that's how a winning season's done. And if they can pull that off, they can come back to the new arena around 500, I'd be happy.
Yeah, no, that's makes complete sense, and it is crazy that they have to start on the road for how many games are they on the road?
12 or 13.
Yeah, I mean they don't play until the 21st, right? The 20th, 21st.
Yeah, the 20th. I'm pretty sure.
That's craziness.
Which is the hottest ticket in town?
Yeah. You going?
No, it's the hottest ticket.
I think I'm gonna go the next day to Toronto. Welcome back, Johnny.
I'm going to try, if, you know, get to a game or so. We should even just, I told Roach, we should just, like, you know.
Go to the
just
the
hang out
lot.
In the parking lot.
Yeah.
And actually spread the word of the podcast.
Yeah. Do some, interview some fans.
Yeah, I'm busy. I got a premiere that day. I'm doing, you know, Thanksgiving at the Walters house. It's a sequel. You know, because the first one did so well.
Oh, man. Yeah, the Rangers look pretty good. We were discussing before they are learning one of the most important lessons that you can learn in the NHL, which is how to hang on to a lead, how to win those close games. You know, because there was a time where if they were up, you know, a goal or two going into the third period, you were sitting there going, all right, how are we going to blow this one?
In the Capuano years of the Islanders, nothing annoyed me more than those games, because they would have like 3-goal leads and they'd lose it a shootout.
Yeah. The good teams hang on to those close games. And the Rangers, at this point, they're... quote-unquote big guys have not really shown their stuff yet. It's a lot of Kreider is obviously doing a great job in front of the net, causing some trouble, some mayhem in front of the net, if you will. And he's got a bunch of goals on the power play. But generally, the first couple of lines have been somewhat stagnant. But some of these other guys, you know, Sammy Blais and Gaudreau and all these guys, they've changed the way that the game looks out there. It's interesting. And obviously, Shesterkin has kept them in virtually every game that he's been in. He's been sensational.
Yeah, he really has been.
So that's pretty, you know, it's going to be a fun season. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Islander Ranger games this year are definitely going to be very exciting.
When's the first Islander Ranger game coming up?
I don't think it's till...
It's the third game at UBS. I believe it's November 23rd, if I had to guess.
All right. Very cool.
I know my friend got free tickets to that game.
How do you do that?
A friend of a friend.
Ah, son of a...
I know. I asked him for one. Didn't get the call up, though.
You didn't get the call?
No, I did not get the call.
Yeah, you better talk to him.
I know.
I'm trying to find out when the first game is.
I believe it is the 23rd. Get double check real quick, though.
Yeah. 24th, yep.
All right.
November 24th. Close. Mark it down. Thanksgiving. Close to Thanksgiving.
Nice.
You know, my movie's coming out. You never go see it. You know, I'll get down the range game. I get the podcast because I got to sit in Celebrity Row and hope someone recognized me from 5 years ago.
I got to tell you, though, they love Roach at MSG.
Yeah, well, he's a big dumb idiot. Of course I like him.
Why can't you be nice?
I'm not, because you know what? It's just a total lack of respect for anybody else's time. It's just I got things going on, too. I'm busy moving right now, you know, and I take time out of my day to come do the podcast. And he's packing? Is that we pack? What are you packing? I'm packing a house. What are you packing? I'm going up and down the stairs with 10 bags on my shoulder, bringing things up and down to my apartment. What is he packing?
He has to get a couple of friends together to move his hat.
Packing. I'm packing. The worst excuses at 4 in the morning. Just aggravated.
I like when Anthony's aggravated. It's very entertaining.
Yeah, it is.
So since we're already in a sort of, we stepped into the around the world scenario, what else is going on in the great coast-to-coast hockey situation there, AJ?
Well, first off, with the New York Rangers, we got Adam Fauch re-signing. Good Long Island boy.
I like that.
7 years, $66.5 million. A lot of money. 9.5 per year. He's worth it, though. He's probably the best defenseman in the league, if not him or Cale Makar.
And how old is he?
24. Try to guess.
So that's not a bad contract.
23 or 24.
Yeah, so you know.
Unless he goes DiPietro and gets hurt immediately.
Yeah, but, you know, given a guy, you see it, they give guys close to 30 these contracts, you know, for 7 years, and that's the tail end of that, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely locking him up for the prime is definitely a good move.
Yep, absolutely. Long Island, man. Long Island hockey is very impressive.
Well, I mean, you know what it is? You think about it, you have two teams right here. I mean, Islanders, Rangers, mm-hmm. you know, but you can grow. It's cold here. People play hockey growing up. It's not like it's like, you know, Florida. If somebody comes in Florida, you're like, oh my God, why is he playing hockey? But people grow up here loving hockey. It's a big time sport. And you have the Rangers. I mean, as much as I hate to admit it, they are, you know, one of the top, you know, franchises in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
So people get into hockey that way. I mean, I remember going to Islander Ranger games in high school. The Coliseum was like 75% Ranger fans. It was embarrassing.
Nice. And I mean, I went to, obviously, my wife, as you know, teaches at East Islip High School. And we went to a East Islip ice hockey game last week against Sachem. And man, were these kids fast.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with the level of the play and the skill level. It was very impressive, and it's like just head and shoulders above what it would be even like 15 years ago in a high school game.
Well, what I think it is, because I see this now with my nephews getting into sports, like my nephew Luke plays on a team called Merrick Mayhem, and this is a travel team.
Right.
And these teams practice in the off season. Even his football team, they actually just won his flag football championship the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They practice in the off season. I think what it is you had, like my generation that grew up, you know, playing Little League, I always wanted more. Like, the seasons were always short, and I think when these guys that got into it really started developing these leagues where it's like they take it more seriously, where now these people that you know, because we had, when I was in high school, there was a Belmont Merrick team. We didn't even have our own high school team. It was just, you know, the three high schools could, you know, made one hockey team.
Yeah.
But now you have it where, like, people are taking this seriously, and they're starting these kids younger. And they're getting into it more, and they're playing all year round. They're practicing. So by the time they get to like a high school level, where they're starting to, you know, physically develop, I mean, they're ready to go. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, you know, we do you know, for the last 5 or 6 years, I've been doing ice hockey clinics at the Bethpage Town of Oyster Bay rink, which are phenomenal. They're weekday mornings, and they really help you with the skills and stuff like that. And then you scrimmage at the end. And, you know, on days when the kids are off from school and stuff, some people would bring their kids with them, and they would start out, and they were like little kids, and you're like, oh, let's let them score, let them go. And then, you know, like 2 years later, the kid's still a little kid,
yeah.
but now he's going around you.
Oh my God.
And you're like, wow.
My cousin's kid plays like in these, he's like, I think he's like 6 or 7, maybe even eight. He plays like in these, you watch him play ice hockey. He plays in all these different leagues, roller hockey. He looks like a pro to me. I mean, what he's doing, it's absolutely insane.
Yep.
And that's the thing is, they start him young and they start learning these skills. Because when I played baseball, when I played Little League, we played a few months out of the year and that was it.
Yep.
And then you didn't play again until the next year. So, like, you know, that's where these players are coming out of Long Island because they're playing all year long. They're into this. They're playing the sport. It's not just like Little League where it's a couple of months and that's it. I'll see you next year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think more of these players are coming out of here.
Yep. No, it's an exciting time for hockey on Long Island. It's going to be pretty cool. Let's see. We only got a few minutes left because we're actually going to go close to a half, which we're supposed to have been hitting in the last few weeks.
Around the world. I got this guy in Ukraine. He put a skate on one day for fun, and then he scored two goals around the world. I'm going to drive by his premiere tonight because I still live in Belmore for a couple of more days.
His premiere's in Belmore?
I assume it's at the Playhouse, and I'm going to honk the horn. And just the whole time while he's walking in, while he's walking the red carpet.
So he has to be in Belmore like this evening, and he couldn't do the podcast.
I'm so aggravated with him. I really, and he promised me this year would be different than all other years with how he approaches things. He's no change in him. There's no change in him. He's going to be the same. The most unprofessional professional. That's his new nickname. Chris Roach, the most unprofessional professional.
All right. We'll have some things for him next week.
We're gonna make T-shirts now with his face on it.
There you go. Here's my question to kill a few minutes here. Now, Anthony, we know that you're a diehard Islander fan.
Yes.
AJ also. Anthony in particular hates the Rangers.
Hate them.
He hates them. Look at the loathing in his. Okay. All right. Here's my question. If you could have one guy from the Rangers that you saw your team play against for years or whatever and put them on the Islanders, who would that be?
Anybody, like from any?
Yeah.
Brian Leetch.
Okay, that's a
solid
call.
I had a picture of him on my wall when I was a kid because how much I respected him.
Yeah.
And he was, because I didn't play ice hockey, but I played deck hockey and in the street and stuff, and I was always a defenseman. And Brian Leetch had my respect. It was a certain player, and it's the only... He really is actually the only player at any other team that I hate, like the Red Sox and, you think about football, the Cowboys, or even like basketball, the Bulls. I never had any of those players up on my wall. Brian Leetch was the only one.
All right. That's solid.
Yeah.
AJ, you got one?
I mean, how can you not go Adam Fox from Long Island? We could use another defenseman right now, replace Chara, but how do you not go Adam Fox?
Now you became one of those guys who gets ready to Chara.
Okay, if you get Adam Fox for the Dano Chara, I'll drive Chara to MSG. That's not a far drive.
I'd make that deal too, okay? I'm just saying.
You guys are very shrewd GMs. Unbelievable. Anthony knows my answer, who my favorite Islander is.
Clark Gillies.
Great guy.
I own a Clark Gillies jersey.
We got to get him in here. He has seen him at the clubs every once in a while.
Yeah.
I know Monty's.
He's a great guy. He's around sometimes.
We're going to get him in here.
All right. We're going
to.
That's the only way that Chris Roach can get off the bench and back onto the main area here is if he gets Clark Gillies to do the show.
Yeah. All I want him to sit on that side, too. I don't even want him that close to me. I want him like on the other side there. I don't even want him closer to me.
The gauntlet has been tossed towards Chris Roach's giant head.
Giant head.
Let's see. let's see what he can do. What do you think? What do you think the odds are of him making that happen?
Not going to make it happen.
Be tough, but hey.
He better get comfortable. He did.
Now, AJ, this predates you, but we had a number of ex-NHLers on the team. We had some were very entertaining.
But here's the thing. When this was happening.
Yeah.
Chris Roach was on network television. And as the years go by, nobody knows that he was on network television. Nobody cares that he was on network television. So this is, listen, as a comedian, as somebody who's in entertainment, I would have loved to have his run. Anybody would have.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying in the aspect of he goes now to MSG, they're not putting his head up there anymore.
Yeah.
And that's saying Chris Roach from the...
They need a larger scoreboard.
Christmas versus the Walters. It's not like, Yeah, I'm going to get best sporting actor for this one. It was an independent film. And it's really good. I come in as a cop and I break things up.
That is I'm going to give Roach credit here. despite the fact that Anthony doesn't want Roach getting any credit.
He did bring in the big names.
He brought in the big names, and when he goes to MSG, you know, I've gone with him a number of times. He is so nice to everybody, and
he's like
everybody, everybody there likes him. He's the mayor. He greets everybody. Yeah,
he's the mascot.
He's a good dude, and he's really a diehard Ranger fan. And you can tell we used to have that little game that we played. You'd go sit in the celebrity section there at MSG, and was like, who's going to wait until they get up on the big screen and then leave immediately? And who stays till the end of the game and is actually into the game? And there's, you know, some surprises.
Oh, no, he loves the Rangers. He's absolutely a huge Ranger fan because, you know, even before we even did this podcast, going years ago, many nights watching games at, you know, different clubs, especially that one night at McGuire's when the game went into
The overtime game?
Overtime game with the shootout, and DeVito was on stage.
Yes, our friend Joe DeVito was on stage. And it was an Island Range game, shootout and stuff like that. And we just kept sending him stretch things, stretch. He was up there for like an extra half hour while we're watching the game.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the hell's going on? He comes up. It's like, yeah, the game was going into
At one point
shootout.
He goes, has nobody won yet?
All right. I guess on that note, we should wrap this bad boy up on our Chris Roach free podcast.
Yeah, next week he's going to get it even worse when he's in person.
Next week he's going to come back. He's going to sit. He's going to work his way up from the bench.
He's benched.
Like he's benched. He's got to get back in. Now, for those of you at home who are thinking, you know, when they think Chris Roach, they're thinking Wally Pipp. They're thinking maybe Lou Gehrig here. You know, you never know.
That's what I'm thinking.
What's going to happen. So we will see next
Tom
week.
Tom Brady even?
It could be. Exactly. There you go.
You know, Tom Brady was a backup and then all of a sudden Drew Bledsoe goes down. Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, I mean, what happened?
Yeah. That's it. So, well, there's a question. Okay. Say, hypothetically, say that somebody, you know, immediately, you know, calls up Sally and says, we want to sign this podcast, you know, and take it national and, you know, a lot of money and stuff like that. Should we just, like, not even tell Roach?
Absolutely not. I would not tell him. After today, no. We'll send him an email at 4 in the morning letting him know what happened.
All right. On that note, I'm John Trusen.
Anthony Domenico.
AJ DeVito.
And Sally in the booth, which isn't really a booth. She's sitting right next to us. But still, great job, Sally.
Thank you.
All right.
Always a good job.
Come see us next week, folks.